relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
There truly is a conspiracy. There is a dark alignment of forces that wish, above all else, to counter the will of the American people. That's one of the reasons, it's the main reason that we are here and why I was given this show, America First, by the superb Fighters for Truth at the Salem Radio Network. You know who you are, gentlemen. Most of you listen every day, I've been told, and we appreciate that. I know you're just checking out on the rookie, but I think it's a little bit more than that. We are there because, well, we are here because there is a culture war. 63 million Americans chose a man who had nothing to do with Washington, D.C. He had nothing to do with the ingrained establishment that for nigh on two generations had betrayed the American people, both sides of the American establishment, right and left, had betrayed the American people. I'm working on my third book. I've made a promise to my wife just about 3 minutes ago that I will finish the manuscript this week, and that will make my publisher and my editor very happy. It's been a labor of love, but it's been a gestation period equivalent to that of a pregnant elephant. So it's time for that baby to be born, because the book, The War for America's Soul, should be out this fall. You can order it now. I haven't even finished it, and you can order it. That's technology. Go to Amazon.com, and you will find all three of my books. The first one, The New York Times bestseller, Defeating Jihad. The second one that we give to the best callers here on America First, which is Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. And then my third book, The War for America's Soul. And in it, I do a couple of things. I chart just the breadth and the depth of the left's corruption, what they have done to this president before he became president, what they are doing to him now to subvert your will, the will of those who elected him. And two things I'll just mention here, because otherwise I could give you the synopsis of the whole book. They had to take him down. The Operation Crossfire Hurricane, launched by the Obama administration, the secret counterintelligence operation, was meant to sabotage Donald Trump's campaign. Then, when they realized they'd failed, and he would get to choose the attorney general, he would get to choose the director of the CIA, he would become the president, they had to sabotage his administration. They tried to do that by putting in a ringer. Robert Mueller, after Jim Comey was fired for being a serial leaker, a liar, Jim Comey was meant to be replaced by a swamp creature who would hide the evidence and protect the conspirators. That man was Robert Mueller. In mid-May of 2017, Robert Mueller went to the White House, escorted by none other than Rod Rosenstein, the acting attorney general after A.G. Sessions had recused himself from the key Russia probe investigations. The swamp thought Robert Mueller would get his old job back as FBI director. Robert Mueller thought he would get his job back, and then he could start the cleanup operation. But what happened? Robert Mueller, unsurprisingly, if you look at his press conference 3 weeks ago, which was a doddering old man, failed in his job interview. He crashed and burned in front of the new president, who said to him, "Thanks, Bob, but no thanks. I'm going to choose some new blood." That's when the panic set in. What were the conspirators who'd used the CIA, John Brennan, who'd used the FBI, James Comey, who'd used the DOJ, Loretta Lynch, and other parts of the intelligence and law enforcement community? What were they going to do now? How could they hide the evidence of their seditious, subversive activity? Well, they had a Hail Mary pass. Less than 24 hours after Robert Mueller failed to get his old job back and become the official cleaner for the Obama cartel, Rod Rosenstein made Robert Mueller the most powerful prosecutor in the world, a man who had the authority to go after the new president. This is the biggest scandal of all, that a man who by rights should never have been allowed to investigate the president became a special prosecutor. He was given almost limitless powers, spent $45 million, recruited 18 prosecutors who were Clinton supporters or donors, was given 40 FBI agents on his staff, 500 witnesses interviewed, 500 subpoenas, and he failed. He failed. Robert Mueller utterly failed. But he had one last attempt to subvert the president. What did he do? He gave a press conference while his boss, the attorney general, was traveling in Alaska. And he said, "Yes, I found that there was no evidence of collusion. But when it came to obstruction of justice, I couldn't find proof of the president not committing a crime." Let that sink in for a second, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't find evidence of the president not committing a crime. When for the last 10 plus generations, that has never been the job of a prosecutor. The job of a prosecutor is to find if there is evidence that leads to the probable cause of a charge being reasonable. You can't disprove a crime occurring. He gave more rights to the Russian intelligence officers who he had given the presumption of innocence to in his press conference than he did to the president. Donald Trump is a threat to people like Robert Mueller. Donald Trump is a threat to the people, and I summarize this in my new book, who created the conditions described in the remarkable autobiography by a person who isn't a Trump fan, and that's J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance wrote an incredibly popular book called Hillbilly Elegy, in which this man from hillbilly country describes how for 40 years his people have been betrayed by the decisions of those who are in Washington. People who've said, "We don't need American manufacturing, we can outsource it. China can take those jobs." People who have encouraged the abuse and the overprescription of opioids to such an extent that 72,000 Americans died as a result of opioid abuse last year. 20,000 more than died in the jungles of Vietnam. Donald Trump is a threat to the establishment that thinks they know better than you, an establishment that cares about one thing and one thing only, their maintenance of power. That is why they dig up a man from 50 years ago, John Dean, who everybody had forgotten unless you're watching CNN, a man who has no evidence of anything, but who has accused every Republican president in the last 25 years of being worse than Nixon. A man that he worked for, let's remember. A man who went to prison for lying and obstructing justice. That's who John Dean is. So this is a word of warning. We are happy warriors, but I want you to rest assured that the next year plus is going to see even more egregious behavior, even more attempts at subversion and sedition and sabotage from the Democrats who have become even more radical than we ever imagined. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, giving you the truth and pushing back on the lies. Next, Boris Epstein of the Sinclair Media Group. Have you requested your free white paper from Midas Gold Group on the 10 imminent threats to your finances? If not, I urge you, do it now. This report outlines shocking financial threats to your money and retirement investments, like the threat of our outdated electrical grid. As a national security advisor, I saw just how vulnerable our grid is to an attack. When the grid goes down, you can't access bank accounts, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, or bonds. This important white paper also covers ballooning national and corporate debt, the rise of China as an economic superpower, talks of eliminating cash, and the fractional reserve banking system. Call now for this white paper free to America First radio listeners. Call Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the preferred metals dealer of military veterans rated A-plus with the BBB. Call now, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. Hi, this is Seb Gorka for my friends at BestHotGrill.com, who make the amazing Solet Infrared Gas Grill. Declare your independence from the low-heat, low-powered grills, which in the course of grilling events wear out every couple of years. Secure your rights to juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies. Pursue grilling happiness with the purchase of a USA-made Solet Infrared Gas Grill. Solet is perfect for today's busy lifestyles, securing its powers from the efficient direct heat of the Solet Infrared Burner, which reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to lock in the juices and flavor and grill food faster. Celebrate the freedom of a grill that will consistently produce better than restaurant quality food in your own backyard. All stainless steel and welded construction, it is self-evident that Solaire could be the last grill you'll ever buy. Make grilling great again with Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Hot Fast Grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542. And I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, sharks sighted in water.
Warning signs are handy, but you may not always get one when it comes to your identity or the personal information on your devices. Good thing LifeLock includes Norton Security for more detection and more protection. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock looks out for identity threats like your info for sale on the dark web, and Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware. Join at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Chuck Schumer, what did you just find inside Nancy Pelosi's head?
There was a Flabberlina Occhialina in there.
Release the Kraken!
Leroy's having fun. We are back. This is America First. It's that time of the week for brainstorming with Boris. Boris Epstein, my former colleague in the White House, former special assistant to President Trump, chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. But we're sad because, Boris, you're not in studio.
I miss you guys. I miss you, Seb. It's not the same.
I know, but you deserve a break. You're going to have a little bit of a holiday, and we understand that you work as hard, almost as hard as you did in the White House. It's tough to work that hard, but you deserve a little bit of a break. Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter and check out his morning briefing, breakfastwithboris.com. We have so much to talk about. AOC wanting a raise after just a few months in Congress. But first, I want to play for you, Boris, a very, 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 very short clip from Joe Biden's not very impressive speech today in Iowa when he said something about our old boss, President Trump. Cut eight.
Look, I believe that the president is literally an existential threat to America.
Joseph Biden called the president elected by 63 million Americans an existential threat to the country, Boris.
Well, Joe Biden is as low energy as they get, I'll tell you that. That speech today, even reporters who are notoriously not friendly to the president were saying that there was not a lot of oomph behind Joe Biden today, and it's surprising because he already just took the weekend off, right?
Right.
It's his first day. It's his first day campaigning, in who knows how long, and then he's out there, you know, already contradicting himself in China and saying just disgusting idiocy like you just played. You know, Joe Biden is leading the polls only because he's got some name ID and because of how much of a dumpster fire the rest of the whole Democratic field is. But it's a disaster over there. Think about it. If that's the best Democrats have, how in what terrible shape that party's in.
So is this going to be a campaign? As somebody who follows these things very closely, you've worked on campaigns. Now you're a chief political commentator. What do you think is going to happen? Is Joseph Biden's campaign? I mean, this is a pathetic performance. And then to say that this man that 63 million Americans support is a threat to the country. Is this campaign going to crash and burn next, Boris Epstein?
It's very tough to say. I still think he's got a chance to win it, but not because of his strength, because this is a field where a nobody like Pete Buttigieg is polling
yes.
pretty much second or tied for second, okay?
Right.
So Joe Biden, just because he was Barack Obama's vice president, because he's got a name people know, it's sort of like, you know, that movie with Eddie Murphy, The Distinguished Gentleman. It's the guy you know. It's the name you know. So Joe Biden has got the name you know. Little does it matter that the actual package is horrible and tired and low energy, has very little charisma left. This is not the Joe Biden of old. But the electorate, which skews a little older, still thinks of that Joe Biden in the Democratic Party. So I think he's likely to win. He's still more likely than not probably to win the primary, because who else is it going to be?
But is name recognition enough in a party where the people who seem to be calling the shots, at least when it comes to public narrative, Boris, are people like Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar? Are they going to put up with this? Are they just going to, you know, grin and bear it when the old white hetero guy becomes the nominee?
Well, that's the big question the Democrats have, right? First, are they even a party anymore, right? Is it, you know, as the old saying goes, are the Democrats an organized political organization, or are they just, you know, this sort of conflagration of different entities, right? So it's, you know, from the far left, the anti-Semitic caucus of Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, as you mentioned, you know, to the old guard, literally, like Joe Biden, it remains to be seen if my thinking still goes that the Democratic primary voters are not AOC's Twitter following, okay?
Right, right.
But the Democratic primary voters are still, though, those folks who may back the president in the general, may back President Trump in the general, but, you know, the folks out of Michigan and Pennsylvania and Florida and Wisconsin and Ohio, that still makes up a huge bulk of the Democratic Party. And if you look at what's happening in South Carolina, where Joe Biden's doing well. So, but he has slipped in Iowa. And, but you know, having all said all this, it's early days. If he's that tired now, where is he going to be 6 months from now? And how is he going to make it through an actual general election? You know, so Joe Biden didn't show up over the weekend in Iowa. He said it was because his granddaughter was graduating
yes.
from high school, and it was his daughter's 38th birthday. I love my family as much as the next guy, okay? I love him more. I love my family so much, okay? Joe Biden said he would skip the inauguration for his daughter's 38th birthday. Does that sound to you like somebody who's really plugged in, who really wants to be president?
Well, it doesn't sound like somebody who wants to be president, no. So what's he doing? Is he just doing it because people expect him to run?
It's tough to say. There was wide expectation within insiders in the Democratic Party that I heard about that he was not going to do it in the end. That it was
right.
going to be a flirtation, and he would not do it. And there was a lot of waffling up to the end whether he was going to do it or not. Remember, it was going to be, you know, beginning of the year, then it was going to be March, then it was going to be April, then he finally did it. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's been a very lackluster rollout. A lot of disasters. Okay? He doesn't seem to know anything about policy. Specifically, you look at what he said about China. He's flip-flopped on the Hyde Amendment. And then he's out there just saying nothing, right? And this comment about the president being an existential threat. What to say that about Iran? Sure.
Well, hang on. But let's stop here for a second. This is the same man who just called the president an existential threat to America. It's the same man who, 10 days ago said that China is not a competitor to America. He wants us to believe both of those things. China, not a problem. The president, a threat.
Right. And then in the last day or so, he said China is a competitor. So he's just crossing all over himself, and he's throwing out these basic sort of things you can Google a Democrat should say, criticisms of the president.
Right.
Doesn't have anything real to offer. But again, look at the rest of the Democratic field. Bernie Sanders? Absolutely not. Right? Cuckoo. Elizabeth Warren is throwing out huge idea after huge idea, but has no idea how to pay for any of it. Then you got Pete Buttigieg, who's running on what?
I couldn't tell you. You could put a gun to my head. I couldn't tell you. And then you have people like Swalwell, my producer, Jeff. yeah, exactly. Who said that his Twitter feed has been flooded by paid advertisements from Swalwell's campaign saying, please, just donate, even if it's just a dollar. That is not a very positive sign for the man who thinks that those who believe in the Second Amendment should be nuked. We are talking to Boris Epstein with the Sinclair Media Group. Follow him at Boris EP. He's the chief political commentator with Sinclair, former special assistant to the president, my former colleague, and he will be back momentarily with more of his analysis on what is happening in the swamp with me, Sebastian Gorka, here on the Salem Radio Network with America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
This is not CNN.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one, so I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home? Ugh. Piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a lifetime warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Lifetime warranty, scratch-resistant, stylish, Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order them direct at Vitraza.com/life. That's V as in value, I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vitraza.com/life. You'll want to remember that website. There's a discount code waiting for you for 10% off, only at Vitraza.com/life.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
And we are back brainstorming with Boris. I like also slaying swamp creatures. I think we could call this segment Slaying Swamp Creatures with Boris Epstein. He's my former colleague at the White House, chief political commentator with the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him at BorisEP and breakfastwithboris.com. Boris, we have some very interesting audio from, I know it's Chris Cuomo's show, but it's Bill Maher. Not a fan of the crazy man who is Bill Maher. But what he said in this interview, it's not what you would expect a Democrat and somebody with as much exposure as Bill Maher to say. Two cuts. First, he talks about Hillary, and I'd like to get your take on the fact that Bill Maher is saying the following things about Hillary Clinton. Cut five.
You know, there's a lot of reasons why the Democrats lost, and many of them were Hillary was a terrible candidate. That's absolutely
true. She didn't help the situation with the emails in terms of how she handled it with her answers and her actions.
Absolutely. No, right. And she committed obstruction of justice. I mean, smashing up your your phones and your hard drive.
They had a story about it, but it was a bad op.
Yeah.
So Bill Maher said she was a terrible candidate and committed obstruction of justice. I love how you catch at the end Chris Cuomo saying, yeah, they had a story about that, why she was breaking up her phones with a hammer. I mean, he's still playing defense. He's giving cover for Hillary's crimes. But isn't it interesting, Boris Epstein, that Bill Maher is calling out Hillary for the crimes she committed?
Well, there seems to be a reckoning on the left, right? So, and Bill, interesting. Bill's an interesting guy. You know, I've been on the show a couple of times. He's treated me well, admittedly. I want to be upfront about that. He's been very respectful in person, but then he's also said some, you know, terrible things on that show that he's come under fire for. But, you know, Bill's an interesting guy in that he has taken on the left, you know, at times, and taken on, you know, the media. So it's interesting to hear that, right? Just to hear about Hillary Clinton committing obstruction of justice, and you're right, Cuomo's reaction. I was on CNN when those 302 notes came out.
Oh, yes?
And I said, and there's a clip of it that's pretty, that's been around the internet, it's pretty funny. And on the clip, I say live, they were destroying BlackBerries with hammers. And I'm stopped by the CNN host who goes to fact-check me in real time, and the reporter said, yeah, Boris is right. And you could see the host is upset. She didn't want that to be true.
We're going to find that. We're going to post that video. Boris, he's speaking the truth on CNN about Hillary destroying evidence. One more cut I have to play for you from the same interview. Chris Cuomo trying to give cover to Hillary. But then Bill Maher moves on to the whole issue of political correctness and makes some stunning remarks. Cut six.
And I think a lot of this far left political correctness is a cancer on progressivism. I think when you talk to Trump supporters, they are not blind to his myriad flaws. But one thing they always say is he's not politically correct. I don't think you can overestimate how much people have been choking on political correctness and hate it. There were two studies about this recently. It was in the New York Times front page story a few months ago. It was also in the Atlantic about a year ago. The vast majority of liberals in this country hate it. They think political correctness has gone way too far. No one likes to be living on eggshells.
So we've only got a couple of minutes left, but Boris Epstein, this man, Bill Maher, just called political correctness a cancer that America is choking on. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised, because I was not surprised when people who backed Bernie Sanders in the primaries in 2016 ended up voting for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump's authentic. He's honest about who he is. He's honest about his view. And yes, the pendulum has swung way too far to the side of political correctness. Do we need political incorrectness all the time? No. But do we need some balance in this country? Should we be afraid to say, to call things, you know, what they are and be honest from time to time? Yes. Okay, that is, honesty is important. Authenticity is important. And Bill Maher is seeing that. And he's smart enough and he's been around long enough to identify that people who back the president from both sides of the aisle, and you got to remember, both sides of the aisle are attracted to that authenticity, and they're not attracted to the 1984 style policing of political correctness that the left wants to introduce. Maybe that's why Bill de Blasio is literally polling at zero in Iowa.
Right, and the president is just about to start his remarks in Iowa. Nice segue. Thank you, Boris. Also breaking news, the Congress has voted 229-191 to hold former White House counsel McGahn and the current Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, in contempt of Congress. Absolutely incredible. For more analysis every day of this nature from a man who knows, go to breakfastwithboris.com. Follow my friend Boris Epstein on Twitter at BorisEP. He is the chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752. That number, 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief where it matters, at the source of the pain. Totally natural. I take it. It works. That's why people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, my colleagues at Salem, vouch for this product, because it gives you what they say it will give you. Go to relieffactor.com, order your three-week quick starter pack now. Tens of thousands of you are getting daily relief from your aches and pains from this incredible product that resolved for me my lower back pain issue within 2 weeks. You could be one of those success stories. Go to relieffactor.com. Don't just take my word for it. Look at the testimonials from across the nation and make yourself the next success story. Relieffactor.com. $19.99 is the price. The number here, 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. Your calls, more audio, more analysis here on America First Next.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere, and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers. And the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
So I know what you're thinking. What's that Gorka guy talking about? Little old Jerry Nadler said he was going to delay the contempt process until he could get the evidence, the underlying evidence from DOJ behind the Mueller report. So how could there be a vote in Congress to hold him in contempt? Because you need to know the full details. Jerry Nadler only gave a possible suspension to one of the counts of contempt of Congress, the civil contempt. Every other count of criminal contempt against the Attorney General for not giving the full Mueller report still stood, and that's what they just voted on, despite the fact that the full report with just six lines redacted The full report, 440 pages, is sitting in a skiff in a secure intelligence facility in the basement of the Department of Justice, and any member of Congress with a clearance can read it. Jerry Nadler knows that. Chuck Schumer knows that. Nancy knows that. But they're all liars, and they're playing theater, and they think this is their second Watergate. Oh, how wrong they are. Let's go back to your calls. Our number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. Let's go to Steve in Arizona. Steve, welcome to America First.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm almost finished reading this book by Victor David Hansen, The Case for Trump.
Yes.
And your interviewer said that you had read it as well.
Yes.
Does it appear that this book is describing exactly what the mafia families and the organized crime families did back in the 50s or late 50s, 60s, and 70s? It seems to me to be like a textbook that they used to find out how to do it.
In what way? Who is acting like a mafia family?
Well, I say the methodologies that the Clintons and the Democratic Party use to create this problem that wasn't a problem.
You got to be super careful here with conspiracy theories and saying that an organization that actually put out hits on people is exactly what the Clintons were doing. There's lots of garbage out there about the death count of people who've run up against the Clintons. But on one regard, and Victor Davis Hanson is the preeminent strategic scholar of our age, there is a concerted attempt. This is unclassified. If you look at what Sarah Carter has written, if you look at the books from Greg Jarrett, from Dan Bongino, there was a conspiracy. We now know that. We've seen the texts. We've seen the quote-unquote insurance policy texts from the DOJ, the CIA, the FBI, to not only illegally spy on the Trump campaign, but the Trump family. And after that, to put in place this special prosecutor above the president. So, yes, there's definitely, it's there. It's in plain sight. There was an attempt to subvert the will of the American people, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know whether you want to call it a conspiracy or not. I just think the methodology that the mafiosos, or whatever you want to call organized crime, it seems to me that what these folks did in the Democratic Party and in the Justice Department, it seems to me like they were doing the same exact thing in their organizational structure and the way they carry out their activities to try to discredit Donald Trump.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. I thank you for calling. I think there's one big difference. The mafia is smarter. What the Democrats have done is egregious, it's unconstitutional, and it's illegal. Using opposition research paid for by the DNC to get a surveillance warrant to spy on a U.S. citizen, that's a crime. That's a crime. It's abuse of power. But the fact that they thought they could get away with it because they thought that Hillary was a shoo-in, their arrogance is their undoing. And that's why what we have just posted on our website is so very, very important. We have posted the full text of the letter from the Department of Justice to Congress and highlighted the second paragraph. At the end of the show, go to sebgorka.com or in the next break, print out this, let me count it. It's a two-and-a-half-page letter from to Chairman Nadler, Jerry Nadler, from the Assistant Attorney General, Stephen Boyd, and you will see that there is somebody else who understands this is a conspiracy, crimes were committed, and he will not rest until those crimes have been uncovered and people pay the price and are charged. So thank you, Steve. Great call. This is just another indicator of how serious politics have become. Everything is on the table. If you believe that they'll give up, you are sorely mistaken. Everything that you care about, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of conscience, your Second Amendment rights, and your right to control your own health care is on the docket in 2020. They want to take it away from you. They want Medicare for all. They want to take a system that you have paid into and provide its benefits to those who have not paid a dime, including the children, the dependents of illegal aliens. As a result, we have to take this very, very seriously. AARP, who say they represent you, are not on your side. If you're over the age of 50, I urge you right now, go to GorkaForAMAC.com and join this organization. You'll get all the benefits that accrue, but also they'll fight for you to keep your health care yours. GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or you can call 855-624-4824. Please write it down because the stakes have never been this high. 855-624-4824 or GorkaForAMAC.com. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC. We will be going back to your calls after this break, 855-33-GORKA. That is 855-33-4675. I haven't mentioned it today. Don't forget, we're on iTunes podcast. You can listen to the whole show, download it for free. Look for America First on the iTunes app and also YouTube. Our videos are incredibly popular, especially when they're about the things that Steve was calling about, the corruption of the left. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, on YouTube for the best monologues, interviews, and segments. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
This is definitely not CNN.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxer Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest-rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to OneStockRetirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's OneStockRetirement.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Sebastian Gorka, the deepest voice in radio, except for me.
Sebastian Gorka.
Straight back to your calls. Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. Let's go to line two, Richard in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to America First.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
I'd like to make a comment about these possible hearings or investigations in the House on Facebook and Google and Amazon, Apple, the other big global American gem companies that we have. I wish these companies would ask the representative from Rhode Island that's going to conduct the hearings if he would be conducting these hearings if these companies were located in the state of Rhode Island. Secondly, I'd like to point out that I only pay $55 a month for high-speed internet. What I get for that is I get free YouTube, I get free search, I get free shop all around the internet until I drop for free. I get social media for free, and I get news websites for free. Thirdly, I'd like to point out that—
So what's your point? I'm listening to you, but I don't get what your point is.
Well, I don't understand why these gems of a company are being any hearings or investigations are taking place against these companies, given what they give all of us.
Because they're censoring people, and because they're a quasi-cartel monopoly. That's why. It's very simple.
Well, I think that could I think that could be looked at. I like to point out, as far as privacy goes, obviously they have lots and lots of information on all of us. But my local police department, my local police helicopter, my local DMV, federal agencies such as the FBI, TSA, and Homeland Security have all this information on me and more. And every day I go out the door of my house, I'm far more scared of the information the police state has on me than I am.
Thank you for calling, Richard. We don't live in a police state yet, okay? The idea that, you know, we're East German Stasi is surveilling Richard in Las Vegas. We're not there yet. But you do know that social media is illegally, it's out there, look it up, illegally selling your information to advertisers. They've been caught red-handed. That's why these hearings are occurring. They're taking information that you did not give them permission to sell to others to make a profit off your personal information. That's the problem, Richard, amongst many, many other things, including censorship. Censorship of those they disagree with. YouTube has just admitted it. They're going to censor those that haven't breached their regulations. Why? Because they disagree with them politically. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you want to get the biggest discounts ever offered by Mike Lindell for his incredible pillows at mypillow.com, you've got to use my name. Go to mypillow.com, use the promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. The biggest discounts and free shipping he has ever offered. There's a reason he's sold 44 million of them. Back with Congressman Matt Gaetz and Jesse Jane Duff. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.